Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets. It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest today is not in a five-star hotel or at a studio set filming her next movie or at some exotic island. She's in the perfect place to champion the cause for fine felines in need of homes, a cat shelter. I want you all to give pause and applause to actress and singer-songwriter who has a great last name, Mandy Moore. Welcome to the show, Mandy.
Thank you very much for having me.
So we're going to find out what Mandy is up to after we pay for this show by taking this commercial break. So you guys know the drill. Sit, stay, give your cat a little chin scratch. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back. Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I got a great guest on the show today.
Hi, Arden.
Hey, Mandy. You ready for some fun?
How are you? I'm ready for some fun.
Hey, I know you've been in, you were awesome as Rapunzel in Tangled from Disney, and you've been in Love and Wedding Marriage. You've got the Oscar-nominated song from Tangled, I See the Light, that you sang at the Oscars with Zachary Levy. But come on, it's time to let the cat out of the bag, so to speak. Mandy, you're up very early this morning. Please tell our 1 million pet-loving listeners where the heck you are right now and why.
I wake up this early every morning.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've partnered up with Purina Cat Chow for their Building Better Lives campaign, and the brand is donating $275,000 to 50 different cat-focused shelters around the country, one in each state. And we're actually at the Max Fund Animal Adoption Center in Denver right now for one of three sort of bigger renovation projects. This particular shelter is getting $50,000 towards more of a general overhaul. And so we're hanging out here to finish up the renovation. And tomorrow there's going to be a big adoption event and block party for the neighborhood here. And hopefully lots of people will come out and adopt a new furry friend for their family.
Well, speaking of furry friends, you've got the Furry Fab Five. Let's do a quick rundown of the...
We have six.
Oh, six.
We have six.
That's right. Let's do the...
We have
kitties and the two doggies. Let's do the rundown on their bios real quick.
Okay. We have Theo and Vincent, who are our orange giant sort of Norwegian forest cats that were rescues. We have Maddie and Addison, who are our little black and white and gray and white boy and girl that we adopted about a year ago. And then we have Joni and Jackson, who are two dogs that we rescued. So we're a big advocate of rescuing in our house and obviously big animal lovers. And I think that's why it's easy to and sort of organic to be part of a campaign like this.
Well, with your indie rocker husband, Ryan Adams, I'm just sitting here thinking about the household. Do you like have feline backup vocals or canine crooners on your next album?
You know what's so funny is my husband is maybe more obsessed with cats than I am. And when he's on tour, he ends up singing a song about our cats every night on the road. He makes up a song about them every night on the spot.
Yeah, he's genuinely like obsessed with our kitties and, well, with cats in general. So they're a very, very big part of our lives.
Well, I have a saying, if real men love cats, so sounds like Ryan made that achievement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you on that.
Now, I know you've just been dying to know all about Arden Moore, but I just was doing some checking up on you. Your dad, Don, is Irish and Cherokee descent. Do you know my Moore family is Irish and Cherokee descent? I know you'd just be absolutely thrilled to know that we're probably related. You've been waiting for this notice. Yeah, I mean, of course. Come on. We like pets. We try to help them out, right?
No, absolutely. I'm sure we have to be related somewhere in the family tree.
All right. So tell us what you're doing today. I know you're going to be doing a lot of calls to folks like myself, but this is a really big deal, what Purina's trying to do with the Building Better Lives program. And I'm very excited that they got a good person in you. So tell us a little bit more about it. You know, this is a big deal. We got to save some lives.
Yeah, we do have to save lives. And we, like I said, we're at the Max Fun Animal Adoption Center. And today we're going to be finishing up this $50,000 big renovation here just in time for their adoption event tomorrow. But in terms of what people out there can do, we're asking people to log on to their social media channels, be it Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, and share their story, their unique sort of rescue story or adoption story. And if they use the hashtag #MyRescueStory, if we can get just 1,500 people to do that, then Purina Cat Chow is going to be donating another $50,000 to Pet Finder and all of the different shelters that they help across the country. So it's exciting.
Yeah, give us the hashtag
again. It's just hashtag my rescue story.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And all of your pets are rescues, correct?
They are all rescues, indeed. So we're big proponents of rescuing.
All right. And I know that the sad statistic is that there's about 3.4 million kitties that come into shelters every year. So this sounds like this is a good step in the right direction.
This is a good step in the right direction. And I am surrounded by a whole room full of kitty cats right now. And they are just some of the sweetest guys and gals. And I know that I just encourage people to check out their local shelters and log on to catchow.com actually to see what shelters are being sort of helped with this particular campaign. But if people are considering adding a furry friend to their family, check out your local shelter because there are so many incredible animals out there that just will love you unconditionally. And I just, yeah, I'm a big, big proponent of that.
Well, I know when you're not being catty in a good cause way, what's up with your singing? I understand you're working on a new album.
I am. I've been writing music with my husband and working on getting a new record out there, hopefully in the next couple of months.
Oh, cool. You're going to dedicate it to your furry Fab Six, maybe?
Absolutely. Without a doubt. They will influence the record, no doubt.
And I just can't wait for them to go, oh, and meow, in the background. You may have a whole new genre, you know? You could have a whole animal genre. You don't know.
Yeah, we're going to figure out how to record them and sort of sneak some of the meows and the barks like into the record somehow in the background.
And the other weird thing, and I was nosing around about you, you love roller coasters. Oh my gosh. Is that true?
It is. Yes. I haven't met a theme park or a roller coaster that I don't like.
Oh my gosh.
I grew up in Orlando, so I grew up in, you know, theme park central. So it's sort of in my blood.
Any tips for people doing roller coasters so they like don't eat the elephant ear before you get on or, you know?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Just maybe not to do that in general, not even just before roller coasters, but I don't know. You either like them or you don't, so.
Okay. With your four pets, before we let you go, the four kitties, tell us what is something that really just grabs your heart with one or two of them that maybe they have an idiosyncrasy or a cool little trick. I don't know about the giant Norwegian mixes, but.
Oh, yeah, those, oh my gosh, they're like 17 pounds. They're gigantic cats. I don't know if there's anything crazy. They're big boys. They're very furry, you know, which isn't exactly helpful in California. They don't need all of that hair.
No, you wear black all the time, super, right?
We are just like a house full of fur. There's a lot of vacuuming happening in our house. There's nothing super unique about them. I think we're all biased and think that our pets are the best and the cutest and whatnot. But, you know, they're funny. And the thing about cats that I love is they have their own unique personalities. And I sort of love, you know, how aloof they are. And you really have to work for the love. Like, they give it when they want. And then they take their space when they want. Whereas the dogs are there, you know, constantly wagging their tail, following you around. I love that, you know, you got to really earn it with the cats.
is there any lesson in life? Maybe the kitties, maybe they teach you to live in the me now and to take a nap once in a while and not always try to be a pleaser. Maybe that's what my cats teach me.
Yeah, I think that's a really good takeaway from cats.
And what about your dogs? What kind of dogs are they?
Joni is a terrier mutt and Jackson is like a shepherd mix, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They're all over the map. Who knows what they are?
Thanks, Mandy.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you for everything and have a great day. And thank you for taking the time.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Even though Mandy Moore had to dash off, we have more in store for all you feline fans on today's show. We have a special second guest coming up right after this commercial break. So everybody just sit and stay, I don't know, watch your cat groom herself or take a cat nap. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, it's Rochelle Lefebvre from the Twilight franchise, inviting you all to listen to Oh Behave with Arden Moore on PetLifeRadio.com. And I think you should encourage other people to listen too, because I'll tell you from personal experience, Arden knows.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Obehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. And here for the second half of our show is one of my favorite hosts from our Pet Life Radio family. She's the perfect person to assist you in shopping for your cool cat. I'm talking about, of course, the one and only Michelle Fearn, host of our popular Best Bets for Pets show. Hey, it's nice to be on the air with you, Michelle.
Arden, I am so jazzed to be here. I think so highly of you, and I know you're so knowledgeable about pets. I'm thrilled to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
And I will send you the check later, okay? No problem. Hey, you know, Mandy Moore got on the show, and she was really helping educate our listeners about the need to adopt shelter cats and kittens. But we need to go shopping, Michelle. And so our listeners need your savvy advice, you know, because when you think about it, there are more households with cats than dogs. And if you're a cat in a house, it can become quickly, yawn, mighty boring to spend all day napping. So we're going to do a little virtual shopping trip with you, if that's okay. And I want to just get your insights. First of all, let's have a little bit of a 411 on the cat in your life. He doesn't just have a first name. He has a titled name. There's a the before the name, right?
Yes. He is the Dennis. And it's kind of funny how Dennis came into my life. Basically, my significant other heard some meowing one night several years ago. It was a cold February.
It's always a cold night or a cold stormy night. They never come when the weather's fine, do they?
No, and that's cold in South Florida is maybe, you know, 60. He heard this meowing and he goes, "I think there's somebody out there. There's something out there." Okay, open the door. The Dennis comes in. And he's at home. And it's been a journey. You know, I've never had a cat before. I was never a big fan of cats. And he really is a different kind of cat. He's very, I've heard before, he has some Maine Coon, I think.
His picture on your site, everybody, after the show, go to Best Bets for Pets on Pet Life Radio. He has definitely got some Maine Coon in him.
And people have told me Maine Coon are like the, quote, dog of cats.
Yes. They are so mellow. It's like, pardon me, they've smoked a joint all their life. They're like, dog, who cares? People, who cares? I'm cool with it. I roll with it.
Yes. And once we talk about some of these shopping things, you'll see he's very into trying new things. He's a very likable. He's so mellow and easygoing. So he's a great tester, great for product testing.
All right. And tell the folks a little bit about your show, because it is a show you've got to go to if you have pets in your life, because you're helping them get some good quality products at good prices. So everybody tune into Best Pets for Pets after that show. And I want you all to say that 10 times fast, because I think it's harder to say than toy boat. I don't know. Try it really fast. Try to say pest. Say your show name 3 times fast. Let's just hear it. Come on.
Best
Come
Pets on. For Pets. Best Pets.
Best cat bit your tongue.
No, I got. You're so good at those animalisms, I call them. Anyway, Best Pets for Pets is, I've done now, I'm an amazing, over 100 shows. I've had a lot of different.
That was the fan roaring. Okay.
I've had a lot of different products on there. And what I try to do is make it more of a product review rather than give my opinion, because my opinion, I'm one trying this with a different couple testers. Sometimes I'll share and get some other groups involved to test something out, give me their opinions. But it's a product review. We've had everything from back in the beginning, there was something called the woofer, and it was a boombox. Mix your dog into a boombox. And then, so Rover can jam, you know?
Yeah.
And then I've had and everything from a cat harness, which actually is really hard to find, and I found a great one. So all kinds
of let's talk
things.
Yeah, let's talk about that one, because as you know, I have two cats, Zeke and Murphy, and they like to be hanging out in our fenced in backyard. They're not scaling the fences, and Murphy actually likes to walk over to my neighbor's house because I don't have any grass in my yard. I have decorative stone succulents, I love to say that, succulents, and artificial turf. So Dan the man, my neighbor, has a beautiful, lush, green grass lawn. And every once in a while, Murph wants to go out there. But tell us a little bit, because she's 15. She doesn't go flying around. But she really just wants to get her veggies and come in. But this particular product, I like it because the kitties can't be feline Houdini. So tell us a little bit about Come With Me Kitty Harness.
Well, I was searching for something. Previously, Dennis was in a place where he was able to go out on a balcony and hang out. Mm-hmm. And wherever he is now, he can't go on a balcony and hang out because he escapes. There's nothing enclosed for him to be in. And the balcony was on a few floors up. So he could just go out there, get some sun, like cats do, and just hang. So I needed some kind of a solution, something so that he can go out in my backyard area, which is not fenced in, not enclosed. And he is a Houdini. He likes to run around and escape and play games. So he can't be trusted. He's about 5 or 6. So I was looking for a harness, and this is a lot more difficult than you would think, because cat harnesses, they're not all around, and it has to be something for a cat, because a dog harness is not going to fit. It's not going to be the right type of product. And the Come With Me Kitty harness has a bungee type of cord attached to the lead, and then it's a harness that just clips in, so you could put it on your cat really quickly.
Good.
And, you know, cats are, they have to be trained to walk with you. And I've never quite gotten there with Dennis, because it does take some time. And, you know, you just have to put in the time to do that. So I don't really walk him, but at least I could put the harness on him, go outside. He can, you know, chill out, you know, and get some sun and whatnot. And he's not going to escape.
Good. You know, and the Dennis already knows he hit the mother lode, the cat lottery, by landing in your house. I mean, you're a product trend tester. I mean, what a great gig, he's saying. This is better than, you know, regular organic catnip. I got the mother lode here. So I know cats are pretty, you know, fastidious and good groomers. They groom better than I do. But there's another one you really caught your eye that is good for cats. I guess it's a grooming wipe, correct?
Well, I actually talked to the CEO of Earth Bath, Paul.
Okay.
And wonderful man, talked to him at the Global Pet Expo and asked him, is there anything for cats? I know everybody out there is saying, but they groom themselves. It's fine. Yeah, they groom themselves. But when you think about it, they're full of cat spit.
Yeah, it's kind of like my last date. Yeah, I kind of said, that's it. No more cat spit kisses. That's really disgusting.
Go ahead.
It's just, well, you know, so there's a lot of dander and things that just get, you know, sometimes you just want to wipe them down from that. Plus, it helps if you have people in the house with allergies. So EarthBap has cat wipes and a waterless foam. It's a foam. You just put it on and wipe it off. You don't have to wash them at all. And it helps get some of the dander out. It's safe for the cat, safe for kitties, and it smells fantastic.
Have you tried it on your significant other? Does he smell fantastic too after having a little bit of...
He drew the line on that one. He said, I'm not a cat tester.
No. Well, I thought I'd try. Now, speaking of Global Pet Expo, that's one of the biggest pet shows on the planet. And this year you went in earlier this year in Orlando and you were sniffing around the booths. But you also got to hobnob with some big names, top dogs, if you will, in the pet world. So go ahead, permission to name drop. Who are some of the folks that you liked there while you were at Global you got to interview and mingle with?
Well, actually, early in their year, I had an interview with Cesar Millan, which was kind of fun. But I met the gorgeous Kathy Ireland.
Nice.
She has a new product line out with Worldwise. So sweet, very nice woman. And I think that was it, other than, you know, a few...
Well, you got the lady from, I believe, NBC Today Show. I've met her, too.
Oh, yeah, Jill Rapoport.
Jill Rapoport? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what'd you think of her?
Yeah, she's very vivacious and always into different things for the animals and supporting animal welfare. She does a lot of volunteer work and very engaging. And she was in actually a pet fashion show when I interviewed her.
Yeah, I never get to be asked to be in any fashion show for pets or people, you know, when you're kind of dressed like I am, you know, even my pets are like, seriously, if we're going out somewhere, let's go somebody that's got an eye for, you know, fashion. You've got an eye for fudge. So, you know, that's how it rolls. But what's up next for Best Bets for Pets? I'm trying to say it 10 times fast. I'm having fun. But your show is good because if people want to spotlight what they have to share with all us pet loving consumers, how do they contact to get on your show?
Send me an email, michelle@petliferadio.com, and just send me some information about your product. I need a sample. I do test the products, just about all of them. And I'll get back to that, why I test just about all of them. And if it works, they're on the show.
And is that Michelle with one L or two?
Either. Either works. Most people do too, but either one works.
You know what? That's pretty darn smart. Hey, everybody. I just want to give a big pause up for having our special guest on the show. We had Mandy Moore earlier, and we finished strong with Michelle Fearn. She is the host on our Pet Life Radio Network. The show's called Best Bets for Pets. That is a brilliant name. I love it, though, because you really are giving us some insights, and we get to see how new budding entrepreneurs are unleashing new products, as well as folks that are pretty big in the pet industry and what they have to say with some of their new products. So I'm really glad we finally got to be on the air together.
Me too.
And Chipper is barking in the background going, where is she? Where's my prize?
Sit, Chipper. I'll throw you one. See if we can put it through the airwaves.
I got it. Oop. All right. That sounds good. And also, of course, we do have to give a special thanks to that man behind the audio curtain. I'm talking about Pet Life Radio executive producer Mark Winter. He makes this show and Michelle's show and all the other shows on Pet Life Radio happen each and every week. So I want you guys to tune in each week to our show. We have lots of pet adventures on the Old Behave show. And Michelle, let's say it one more time in harmony. One, two, three. Bets for pets. Okay.
Got it.
All right.
So, thanks for having me.
All right. And so next time, listeners, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.